This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
In terms of, I just mentioned the word dirty. Listen, there was a story that made a lot of news earlier in the week about the Avon Place apartment complex. They had a news conference that basically talked about mold, you know, messy driveways, broken elevator, and the tenants were sick of it because their needs and were not being addressed. And you wouldn't necessarily think that's what would happen in a town like Avon, which is pretty affluent, but it was a problem, and politicians came out. It was a big deal. And so we reached out to both sides, both the management of the property and people representing the tenants, and we have not gotten responses outside of some. We got some official responses that were given to the tenants, which we'll get to in a second, but we have not been able to get the management folks to talk to us yet. And so we're grateful for Amy Arlen, who's the co-vice president of Avon Place Tenants Union, and she joins us now here on Brian & Company. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just think for people not following the story, just explain what's going on at your home.
Well, we live in what was a really nice apartment complex that was purchased 3 years ago by Empire Realty. Since then, they have done very little maintenance. The quality of the property has gone down. We're having problems right now. You say the roads. The roads are horrendous. The potholes are big as kitchen sinks. They're close enough together that you can't always avoid them. People's cars are getting damaged because of this. People are paying real money to get their cars fixed because of this. I personally paid almost $3,000 to get the struts replaced on my car. The HVAC systems have not been maintained. Every time it gets hot, the air conditioners, we have a whole bunch of air conditioners that break down. Every time it gets cold, there's a whole bunch of heating systems that break down. The filters have not been replaced. Our maintenance requests, we're understaffed here. They don't pay for the staff. And so our maintenance requests don't get fulfilled. They sit and wait. Somebody's heat could be broken for days, and they do nothing about it.
So, in the pool, I mean, the pool wasn't open all summer?
The pool hasn't been open yet this summer. For the past 3 years, the health department has closed the pool down for at least part of the summer. This year, it has not been opened yet, and it's August. We probably will not have the pool open this year. A lot of people moved here because of the pool. We have people who have physical therapy needs that wanted the pool. We have people who have just therapy needs, a young autistic boy who needed the pool. So people moved in for this pool, and it has not been available.
Okay, so we're talking with Amy Arlen, who is with the Avon Place Tenant Union. And so we get the picture. So the new management came in, they've underinvested, and they're not that present. I'm curious, two things. First, anything changed since you had this news conference at the beginning of the week?
Actually, things changed a little bit before the news conference. When they realized that we were as far along as we are with the union, they started scurrying around and fixing maintenance issues that had been there for a long time. For example, there was a banister that was missing in one of the stairwells in my building. It had been pulled out of the wall at one point when the elevator was broken and somebody with mobility issues was walking down the stairs and reached out and grabbed it when they stumbled and it pulled out of the wall. That banister, they took it down, they patched over the wall and they painted. That banister magically reappeared about a week before our press conference.
Okay.
And some people have been complaining about for years.
So, you know, for us, like, it's about, I'm very solution focused. So, you know, what's the next step here?
What we are aiming to do is we are aiming to get Aaron, the owner of Empire Realty, to come to the bargaining table with us to lay out a plan. This is what needs to happen to bring our complex up to code. To bring our complex to a place where it is a safe place for people to live. That's our goal, to get him to the bargaining table, to get a document signed by him saying these are the next steps to making our apartment complex safe.
Is there any direct dialogue right now?
No. He will not answer calls from the press. Management has sent out that one email that I assume you got to the residents. And that is all that he has said. There was one person who refused to give his last name that talked on behalf of Empire to the current, who denied that any of this was going on.
So they're denying. They basically called you liars, correct?
Yes, they did call us liars.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that email. Well, listen. Let's keep us in the loop. We've made efforts to reach out as well, and have not heard back. Is there any legal avenue to take here?
We are currently working with the politicians who are backing us on this, and we are discussing any and all avenues we have to get to where we need to be. We just want to live somewhere safe. You know, there's a young girl who's in chemotherapy who cannot come home to her apartment because of the mold in her apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, that is heartbreaking.
Yeah, and you probably pay a decent amount of money to live there too.
We got to go, Amy. Not even a cheap rent.
Yeah, I mean, I listen. It's the organization. Obviously, the word is out. There are articles in the newspapers if people want to read about it. And let's stay in touch and let us know as things develop.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.